from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Venezuelan opposition leaders taken from their homes in the middle of the night. Two Venezuelan opposition leaders have been seized from their homes by state security forces 2 days after a controversial vote creating a National Assembly to rewrite the Constitution. The families of Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledesma say the men were taken during the early morning hours Tuesday by agents with the Venezuelan Intelligence Service 7. Both families posted videos on Twitter of the men as they were taken, with Ledesma still wearing pajamas. The men had each posted videos urging their followers to boycott last Sunday's vote to establish the assembly, which opposition forces said was an effort by President Nicolas Maduro to transform Venezuela into an authoritarian state. Lopez and Ledesma, both of them former mayors, had been under house arrest for various charges. The detentions came hours after the United States imposed sanctions on Maduro over what hit called his illegitimate election of an assembly to rewrite the Constitution. Steve Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary.
As a result of today's sanctions, all assets of Maduro subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are prohibited from dealing with him.
The government said more than 8 million people took part in the election, while the opposition said less than 3 million actually cast ballots aimed at rewriting the Constitution to give Mr. Maduro sweeping powers. H.R. McMaster is the White House National Security Advisor.
Maduro is not just a bad leader. He is now a dictator. The United States stands with the people of Venezuela in the face of this oppression. We will work with our partners to hold accountable all those responsible for the escalating violence and ongoing